You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Our calling is to preach the gospel everywhere, especially where Christ is not yet known. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, The Mission Continues.
Hello, everyone. As you all know, we're in our second part of our mission series, The Mission Continues. And I want to read from Romans chapter 15, and we're going to begin reading in verse 18. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. And thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation, but as it is written, those who have been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that your heart is for the nations. And we pray, even today, Lord, just like Paul, we make it our ambition to preach the gospel all over the world, especially where Christ is not known. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've entrusted to us the ministry of reconciliation. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the Great Commission. And we pray today, Father, that we would have the heart to fulfill it. That we're not just going to watch others have the burden for the Great Commission, but we ourselves, Lord, our families, Lord, would have the burden, Lord. Our children would have the burden. Our church would have the burden. Our nation would have the burden to preach your word all over the world. Lord, anoint the preaching of your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. You know what? I'm just so excited because every year we talk about global missions. Every year we talk about reaching the nations. In fact, as you all know, sa labas po ng Victory, sa labas po ng Pilipinas, we are known as every nation. Isn't it great, you know, that our name, every nation, is very much connected to what the Lord desires, which is to have the gospel proclaimed in all nations? Just think about this for a moment. Think about the future. In heaven, every tongue, every tribe, every nation, every language will be represented. That's what's going to happen in the future. That's what's going to happen in eternity. And right now, all of us, we have a chance to participate in the Great Commission. And you know, if we have the love of God in our hearts, we're going to be excited for what God is excited about. You know, I want to turn to the very verse, okay? As we talk about the mission continues, talking about world missions, I want to show you Paul's ambition. And his ambition was found here in verse 20. Okay, he said, "And thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation." In other words, his ambition was to preach the gospel where Christ is not known. And where is Christ not known? During Paul's time, it's the rest of the world. So he had a global ambition. He had a global view of the gospel. And I believe, you know, as people of God, we too should have that same kind of vision. Like the Apostle Paul, he had a global vision. And I'm just so thankful that here in Victory, we make it a priority to reach every nation. And you may ask, how can we say that accomplished na yung mission natin? How can we say that the gospel has been preached to all nations? How can we measure that? How do we do that? You know, the words that we all long to hear from our Lord Jesus Christ is this, "Good and faithful servant, come into your master's rest." That one day when we all go to heaven, that we would hear, "Good and faithful servant." And I do hope that we would be found faithful especially when it comes to the heart of God, which is the nations. In fact, if you're going to look at the Bible, there were a few times Jesus was angry. And one of the times was when the disciples were bringing the kids to him and the disciples didn't let them. That's one. And the second time is, you know that, when he went to the temple and he was so angry because they made the temple into a marketplace. And Jesus said, this temple should be a house of prayer for the nations. So even at that point, you can see already the heart of Jesus for the nations. And going back to Paul, his heart was always for the nations. But the question is, how will he go about it? How will he fulfill this global mission of proclaiming the gospel into all the world? Paano niya po gagawin yun? And we're going to go back a few verses. And like what I read early in verse 18, he said, I will not venture to speak anything except what Christ has accomplished through me. You see, from the very beginning of Paul's ministry to the very end, it wasn't about him. It was all about what Christ has done through him. And because of that, he was able to preach the gospel in places where Christ is not known, was not known at all. In fact, tingnan po natin dito, and there are three things I want to share, okay, on how to fulfill the Great Commission. How do we do it? Okay, tingnan po natin yung buhay ni Paul, and we could also make it our ambition to preach the gospel into all the world. You may say, ay, baka hindi naman ako pumunta sa world missions, I've never been to world missions. Well, there are ways we can participate. We can pray for the nations, we can give, okay, and we can go. And I just want to tell you, all of us have a part to play. Okay? Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Okay? You have a part to play in world missions. And let's make it our ambition today. So, paano po ginawa ni Paul to? Una-una, sinabi niya, you know, I'm not going to venture to say anything else except what Christ has done through me. Okay? Look at this verse. In verse 18, it says, to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed. So how did he fulfill the Great Commission? Okay, how did he do that? Number one, he did it by word and by deed. Sabi po dito, by word and deed. So it wasn't just about words, about proclaiming the gospel to people, but Paul actually displayed it in his life. He lived it out. There was a transformation in his life. That's why his message was believable, because they saw the change, the transformation in his life. I was just thinking, from Paul being the persecutor to being the persecuted. From Paul dragging people to be imprisoned because of their faith in Christ to now preaching about Christ. The transformation of Paul's life already speaks volumes, that when they see, wow, there's really power in the gospel. Kasi kung si Paul nagbagong buhay, siguro ako rin pwede magbagong buhay. By word and by deed. You know what? It's not just our words that will bring change. It's not just about speaking or proclaiming the word, but it's also by living it out. And if we're going to look at the life of Paul, oh man, he lived it. He lived it. He went through a lot of suffering. He went through a lot of pain. I was just, you know, reading Acts a few weeks ago, and I just saw the life of Paul and how difficult it was. He went through a shipwreck on the way to Rome, okay, to plead his case, okay, because he was on death row, nagkaroon ng shipwreck. Hindi po siya namatay doon. And during the shipwreck, the prison guards wanted to kill all the prisoners, which included him. But God saved him. Okay? So he saved him from the shipwreck. He saved him from the prison guards. And then they landed on this island. Okay? And then a snake bit him while he was on the island. So time after time, so kinagat siya na snake, hindi rin siya namatay. Okay? God saved him. So we can see here now that through the life of Paul, despite all the sufferings, God was there. He was there. And you know what? During this time of suffering, during this pandemic, God's going to save us as well. He's going to give us the grace to overcome. No matter what the things, no matter what kind of suffering Paul went through, God saved him through it all. And I believe God's going to save us through all that's happening during this time of pandemic, through all the pain, through all the fear, through all the worry and anxiety. God will deliver us. Now, thinking about Paul, he did it by word and deed. Paano po tayo? It's going to be our lives, our example, that our preaching of the gospel would be accompanied or backed up by the life we live. Na meron pong transformation. That when we start telling our families about Christ, they would believe in Him. Why? Because they would see the change in our own lives. When we start telling our friends, our office mates about Christ, as we proclaim the gospel, they would see it's backed up by a changed and transformed life. Secondly, what did Paul say? How can we fulfill the Great Commission? How can we preach and make it our ambition to have a global vision? Okay? Sabi po niya dito, una by word and deed. In verse 19, it says, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of signs and wonders. You know what? When he preached the word of God, it was through signs and wonders as well. And that's our prayer as we go to the nations of the earth. In fact, simulan po natin dito sa bansa natin sa Pilipinas. Let's pray for signs and wonders to accompany the preaching of the word. That when we go out there and we preach, we're going to see healing. We're going to see deliverance. Even as we prophesy, people will be encouraged. Let's believe for signs and wonders. Okay? Hindi po imposible, lalo na ngayon ang panahon ng pandemic, let's pray for healing. Let's pray for deliverance. Talking about signs and wonders, as maybe a lot of you know, especially in Ortigas, that our plan was to be in Panama July of this year. We were planning this since last year. Our goal was to plant a church in Panama. However, because of the pandemic, hindi po natuloy yun. We were supposed to bring a team over there. And we were thinking, so paano ngayon to? Hindi po natuloy yung church plant. But thank God, natuloy pa rin. Paano? Because we have a group, part of the Panama team, of students, while they were at their class, at the World Missions class, they decided to create a survey of students in Panama and ask them, what activities would you like to do? Okay, anong klaseng activities in your campus would you like to do? It was just an online survey, and about 100 plus students answered. And one of the top answers, ito sa University of Panama po to. Okay, thank God for our graduating students, you know. When they responded, they said one of the top answers was to learn English. And lo and behold, the team, you know, they thought about, why not start an English class? So we started an English class online for Panamanian students. And recently, we had close to 20 students who signed up, who are now enrolled in our English class in Panama. Praise God. You know, I'm going to show you some pictures over here. Ito po yung picture. We also had a fiesta. Okay, so tinatranslate po natin lahat sa Spanish. We had a party or a fiesta online, and about 15 students came. And think about this. We're reaching the students right now. We are engaging them right now. Wala po tayo sa Panama, but we can start the church plant today. Isn't that a miracle? That's the miracle of technology. You know, that we don't need to travel over there to preach the word. It's happening while we are here in the Philippines. I believe that's part of signs and wonders. And we're believing, even as we engage these students, the time will come that they will give their lives to Christ. 20 students. And you may say, ay, konti lang do, 20. Praise God. Each student represents a family. And if we reach one student for Christ, we can reach their family. And we can reach their family, we can reach their city. We can reach their city, we can reach their nation. So the good news, church, is the church plant in Panama has already begun. So please continue to pray with us. You know, right now we're trying to learn Spanish as much as possible. You know, the team is learning, and we need God's grace to learn the language fast. But even as we pray for these students, even as we engage them online, we're asking that the power of God would flow through the internet, that would flow through the Zoom meetings, that they may understand the love of Christ. And you know what? We are all part of this. Let's pray. In fact, I have to just take this moment to pray for those students in Panama. Lord, we thank you for those students in Panama, especially those, God, who are taking this English class. We pray, God, that you would speak to them. We pray for signs and wonders as we minister to them, Lord, as they hear the word, that they would receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. Thank you, God. Nothing's impossible. Even if we are not there physically, signs and wonders can happen, that they can receive the gospel of Christ and be transformed and changed. Lord, thank you, God. We're claiming the salvation of those students, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, ano po yung pangatlo? How did Paul preach the gospel into all the world? Okay, in his world. How did he fulfill this ambition of his? Una-una, we mentioned it through word and deed. Okay, through his life. Second, by signs and wonders, okay? And thirdly, this is so important because this applies to us all, by the power of the Spirit of God. You know what, church? The Bible says when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will have the power to be witnesses. That power is in you today. If the Holy Spirit is inside of you, that power is in you. That all of us can be a witness. Because the thing that would people ask most of the time about themselves is, oh, I don't know how to preach the gospel. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Well, the Holy Spirit inside of you will give you the words. And all we need to do is just to step out in faith and say, Lord, here I am, use me. One of the most dangerous prayers of all is to say, Lord, here I am, use me. It's not, Lord, here I am, use somebody else. It's not, Lord, you know, here I am, send somebody else. No, God wants to use you. The Spirit of God is inside of you. And I'm just so excited that, you know, not just the church plant that's happening in Panama, we are planting churches all over the world. And we're glad. And we're going to see that even through this pandemic, the Holy Spirit is still moving. And I thank God for all the victory groups happening on Zoom right now. I thank God that we can still proclaim it all over, you know, our nation and all over the world. I'm just talking about one example, which is Panama, but victory groups are happening all over the nation and worldwide, and the gospel is being preached. Why? It's through the power of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit that's inside of us gives us the power to preach. Now, going back, and it says here, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. You know, that's what we want to do. We want to fulfill the mission of proclaiming the gospel of Christ. But where do we begin? Where do we start? Let's start in our own homes. Let's start with our own families. If you're believing for the salvation of your family, claim it today. Preach to them today. You have, okay, a captured audience. Why? Because a lot of people are in quarantine now. A lot of people are at home. Your family is at home. You have a captured audience. Let's preach the gospel to our families. Paul said he started in Jerusalem, all the way down to Illyricum. But still, his ambition in verse 20 was to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named. You know what? Let's make it our ambition today that to say that, Lord, I want to preach your word. I want to proclaim your name where your name has not been proclaimed. Lord, we're asking today that you would give each and every one of us the heart of missions. And sometimes you may say, oh, it's such a big ambition. Paano po natin gagayahin si Apostle Paul? You know what? The Apostle Paul had the same Holy Spirit that resides in you today. And therefore, you too can have that ambition for global missions. You too can have that ambition to preach the gospel where the gospel hasn't been preached. Even as we pray, even as we give, even as we go ourselves, we can see that this mission will continue, not just in our lives, but in the lives of our children, even in the next generation. We're going to pray in a moment, but just a reminder, how do we fulfill this? How do we fulfill this mission that God has given us? By word and by deed, by signs and wonders, and by the Spirit of Almighty God that resides in each and every one of us. Let's just bow our heads and pray right now. Father, we thank you for this word. Lord, we are asking today that you would empower us by your Holy Spirit. Lord, just like the Apostle Paul, who made it his ambition to preach the word where Christ has not been preached, where Christ is not known, we pray, Lord, that would be our ambition as well, that we would have a heart for global missions. Lord, we may not go there ourselves to the farthest parts of the earth, but Lord, thank you that we can pray. Even now, Lord, we pray, God, that you would give a nation, that you would drop a nation in our hearts that we would pray for. We also pray, God, even as we give financially, Lord God, to support our missionaries, we thank you, Lord, that it's also part of our ambition to see the gospel spread. We're asking, Lord God, for signs and wonders to begin, even in our own household, even in a place of work. Lord, we're asking God for signs and wonders to preach your word. And we pray, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit that's inside of us to continue to empower us, that we can go, Lord, that we can pray, that we can give. I pray for everyone watching, Lord, that you would drop a burden in their hearts for global missions, that you would drop a nation in their heart, even right now, Father. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to say, we're going to take part. That when that time comes, Lord, in heaven, there's a representation of every tongue, every tribe, every language, every nation. Lord, we're going to say, thank you, God, for making us part of this great commission. Lord, why do we do this? It's because we love you. That the command you've given us is to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And even as we fulfill this great commission, Lord, we would speak what Paul has spoken, that we would not venture to say anything else except what Christ has accomplished through us. Lord, we thank you, we honor you, and we pray that this word would be fulfilled in our lives and in our families. We thank you, we honor you, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.